Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
I love Regis Philbin. I just love him. I miss him tremendously, being on TV every day. And because of his association, first with Kathy Lee Gifford and then with Kelly Ripa, any drama going on with her these days? Wow. We've been lucky to have Regis frequently visit with us, both on TV and radio. And from 2011, we talked with Regis. This was just a few days, might have been a week, I guess, after he announced his retirement from the live show that that he did. And it was just always fun. I wondered if, you know, because at this point, it was about a week after his announcement, if he was, you know, getting a little weary of all the accolades and everybody telling him how great he was.
I know, it's unbelievable. Where are you going? How do you feel? What's going on? It's been 3 days, and I've seen the show, and they're getting it on the air, and everything's fine.
You know, what I am curious, though, what the last couple of weeks have been like for you, because, you know, it's been just nothing but accolade after accolade. Not that you're not worthy of it all, but at some point for a person, that has to be overwhelming.
Well, you know, Dean, it occurred to me that exactly that. It became overwhelming, and I used to say to Gelman, isn't there something that may be too much for Regis, too much about Regis, too many bills to Regis? And they wanted to do it that way, so they went ahead and did it. But, yeah, it could be exhausting and repetitive. But they had 28 years of product to go over and assimilate and pick out what they wanted, and so they made it go, and some of it was really terrific. And but I agree, it was 2 weeks is a long time.
I have to say, as a fan, it wasn't too much for, you know, those of us who love you and admire you. It was great. I watched every one of your interviews on, especially with Letterman. Anytime that you're on Letterman, I stay up late. You know, I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do the morning show.
Oh,
but
my God.
If you're on Letterman, I watch Regis on Letterman and vice versa when he was on with you. It's the best.
Thank you, Dean. The same way, you know, for years, I actually shied away from sitting in that chair and talking to him because I would say to Peter LaSalle and everybody who asked me, look, whatever I've got to say, I say it on my own show every morning, and I don't want to repeat that, but that's the best I've got. I went on once and we had and now I've been on the show more than anybody else. And I do enjoy it very, very much, and I think we have a good time together.
It sure looks that way. And he wrote the foreword for your book, How I Got This Way. The chapter that you write about him is so loving and just really so tender, really, in its own way, yet a little bit mysterious. You know, you guys are obviously friends, but there still obviously is some mystery that Dave doesn't let anyone too close to him, it seems.
Right on the head, Dean. That's the way he is. Very, very private. So he marches off, and you don't see or hear him again until the next time you do the show. And I don't mind that. I mean, I've invited him when I moved up to Connecticut. Joy and I invited him to come have lunch, have dinner, you know. And there was always an excuse, and I got the idea. It's going to be no. It doesn't mean he doesn't like you or love you or whatever. It just means he doesn't want to be with you.
Well, it turned into such a hilarious bit through the years anyway.
I
have to tell you, the other chapter that I really enjoyed was how we almost got you as a local talk show host here in Chicago.
Under the John Severino chapter, I believe. And Sev was the GM at WLS in Chicago, and they had that incident. Bob Kennedy passed away abruptly, and I was bumping around the country looking for something to do, and they brought me in, and I did that show all summer. And, boy, I love Chicago. I thought it was great. I was just there last month to do some kind of a convention and just on Michigan Avenue, and it was just so beautiful. I mean, you know, it doesn't have the billboards and the roaring snarl of Times Square. It just is a classy Anyway, I just loved it. And I wanted that job so badly, and Steve Edwards got the job. I just left Steve Edwards a little while ago. He has a show here in L.A. He's a great broadcaster, and I love him a lot. And he got the job. And I didn't know where to go back to Notre Dame that day just to work out with the football team. It was late August 1974. And, well, like you say, it's in the book, and I'm glad you like that chapter.
It's a great story, and I mean, you know, I was thinking about the history. Had you gotten that job? And had you stayed on that job for as long as you were on Regis and Kathy Lee or with Kelly, Oprah would never have been hired in Chicago. That's the show that turned into Oprah's show.
You're absolutely right. And the guy who turned it in, of course, was Denny Swanson, who was my news director when I worked at L.A. at KABC. Of course, he was gone when I went to WLS. But, yeah, he turned her into the biggest star we have in the business, and it was quite a story. And, yeah, there would be no room for Regis with Oprah there.
we wouldn't have allowed it, Regis. It wouldn't have happened. That would have been so great
but
to have
happy
you
here. But we're happy to be on WGN.
Well, you know, we're happy to have you here. I got to say, the one downside of this, you know our Pat Tomasulo. He filled in for you a couple of times. While
yes.
you're gone, you know, now that you're gone, he's got his suitcases by his desk.
Oh,
you know, he's
I'll
ready
bet.
To bolt to New York at a moment's notice to jump into your old spot with Kelly.
Well, is he getting close, or is he here from Gelman at all? What's going on with the Tomasulo?
The suitcases are still here. That's all I can tell you.
Good luck.
So, Regis, what are you looking at? Are you looking at doing specials? Are you looking, or is it just way too early at this point to even speculate?
You know, Dean, you're the only one who gets it. Yeah, it's way too early. I mean, I just went through the tumult of closing up that chapter of my life, and now I'm on the road with my book. And, yeah, I want to take it off and really think it through. I don't want to make another mistake. I want to make it the right thing, you know, and I don't know what that is. So it's too early.
Well, I give you a lot of credit for being able to answer that question in such a different way for about the millionth time now. It speaks to your skill. Regis is going to be here in Chicago, in the Chicago area, at North Central College on December the 1st, sponsored by Anderson Bookshop in Naperville. And we hope to come out to be able to see you then, Regis, and thank you in person for all that you've given us here on WGN, for all that you've done through all of these years. We have nothing but the greatest respect for you, and we appreciate all you've done.